This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
One of the attacks on the Trump campaign is to whip up voter fears about Project 2025. Kamala Harris said this on the campaign trail. I will do everything in my power to unite the Democratic Party and unite our nation to defeat Donald Trump and his extreme Project 2025 agenda. Her campaign website claims that Project 2025 will strip away our freedoms and abolish checks and balances. Now, Project 2025 is a 922-page document created through the Heritage Foundation by 400 experts. It is essentially a conservative wish list of policy initiatives these experts would like implemented. When asked about it, Donald Trump said he had not read it and it does not represent his policy goals. More recently, the leader of the project stepped down from the project. One of the Trump campaign advisors applauded the action, proclaiming reports of Project 2025's demise would be greatly welcomed. Although the document touches on just about every aspect of the federal government, it appears that the greatest concern from Kamala Harris and other Democrats is the section on how to rein in the administrative state. Although a Trump administration would like to reform the civil service system so it would be easier to remove some government workers, I think it is unlikely any meaningful reform will occur. I think American voters would welcome more accountability from unelected bureaucrats, but few in Congress seem ready for such a reform. Another attack on Project 2025 is the fallacious argument that it would radically change Social Security. Donald Trump has made it clear that he has no desire to reform Social Security or any other entitlement. Scaring people about Project 2025 may be an effective campaign strategy, but it isn't based upon reality. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of intelligent design, go to viewpoints.info/intelligent design. Viewpoints.info/intelligent design.